It's time for our Voice of the Valley, and my guest today is Lakin Paulsrud. Lakin, thanks so much for joining us on the show today. Nice to have you with us.
Yes, thank you for having me.
Tell a little bit about what you do before we get into kind of the specifics. We're here to talk about the Child Passenger Safety Week, but tell us a little bit about what you do, Lakin.
So I work for the North Dakota Public Service Commission. I'm a gas pipeline safety inspector across the state of North Dakota. And I joined the fire department here in June of 2024. And so I've got that as just volunteer work and working for the state.
Okay. So now I have to ask you, are you a volunteer firefighter here in Valley City?
I am.
You are. So you are one of the very few women who've made the grade, right, for a volunteer firefighter in Valley City. Historical news, right?
Well, I don't think I'm the first in Valley City, but we had one more join last week. So we've got another woman that's going to complete firefighter one here shortly.
Oh, that's wonderful to hear. All right. Well, let's talk about Child Passenger Safety Week. It is this week. Talk a little bit about the focus from your end, Lakin.
Yep, so I have a daughter with autism who goes over to a specialized autism school in Jamestown every day, and we've hired a driver to take her to and from school each day. And, you know, on my side of it, I'm just thinking about her safety and, you know, getting those fire calls and those rescue calls. It terrifies you as a mother when it goes off, because is that their traveling time or not? And so I thought from a rescue perspective, I had to get Chief's thoughts on it and what he thought about the one I had made for Stevie. And he loved the idea, said, you know, how much did it cost? Where'd you get it? And we ended up raising quite a bit of funds, and we'd like to help our community out and the children with needs in the area.
Now, this was open to children of what ages again?
It's 0 to 17.
Okay. And as a first responder, you can sure appreciate, and as a mother, you can sure appreciate this, right, Lakin?
Oh, yes. Yep. I mean, there's lots of children that you could look at them and not think anything and wonder why are they, you know, reacting, responding to things differently than everybody else. Well, this might just clue them in a little bit, like, oh, okay, yep, I understand how I need to work with this.
So, Lakin, how do we get, if one's interested in getting some of these special messages on the passenger seats, how would we go about that?
So we can contact Chief Magnuson with his email, which was scottmagnuson@valleycity.us.
Yep.
Yep. And I do have flyers up at daycares. Budget Burger and Pete's Corner Playland have sign-up sheets. I have it at all the clinics, PT clinics, daycares, and then the leavers.
Okay.
They can and we can also email Chief, and he can send out a fillable PDF as well.
Very good. Again, that's S. Magnuson at valleycity.us. Or you can give him a call, too, him and Lance over the phone. It's 845-3351 if you're interested in getting up one of these message boards on your passenger safety seat that would notify authorities in case of an emergency, whether it's type 1 diabetic, insulin dependent, whether it's an epilepsy emergency with information on the inside, and as you mentioned, autism. And of course, autism has always been in the news, and of course, this week was in the news again, but we'll probably never know what the cause is, but it does seem...
I think it's many factors.
It does seem like there are many factors, and there's so many children now over the last couple of decades, it seems like, with autism. Now, and we'll set that aside as another issue for another day. You're a volunteer for the Valley City Fire Department, so contact Scott Magnuson if you want one of these message boards on your passenger safety seat. And from time to time, too, we have these seminars about installing our car seats for children safely,
yep,
too, right? Have
yep,
you been a part of that, Lakin?
I have. I used to work at Public Health in Jamestown for Central Valley Health, and they would do car safety rodeos and how we install them correctly. I was not one of the installers, but I've been to those events.
All right. Very good. Anything else to add before I let you go that I forgot to ask that you would like to mention?
Nope. Just looking to make our county a little safer and give parents peace of mind that their children are being cared for to the best of the first responders' knowledge.
All right. Thank you for your time, Lakin, and good luck ahead, okay?
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Lakin Paulsrud, a volunteer firefighter here in Valley City, talking about Child Passenger Safety Week, which is this week. And if you want one of these message boards that we were talking about on the program, contact Chief Magnuson at his Valley City office, 845-3351. That's our Voice of the Valley for today.